Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you why I love it.
'Cause he is the truth, and he is so real, and I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly, because his light is shining so bright, I wouldn't lie. No. I remember the very first day that I saw him. I found myself immediately intrigued by him. It's almost like I knew this man from another life. Like back then, maybe I was his husband, maybe he was my wife. And here the things I don't like about him are fine with me. Not hard for me to understand him, 'cause he's so much like me. And it's truly my pleasure to share his company. And I know that it's God's gift to breathe the air he breathes. Oh, it's the truth, that he is so real. And I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly, because his light is shining so bright, I wouldn't lie.
a young boy, I was young. Father used to say, what's going on? What's going on?
Father used to also say, save the children, save the babies. So a message to the youth, the future lies in your hands. To the fight of injustice is won. We are one.
So Tamika, Mallory, and Rashad Robinson, keep pushing on.
Keep pushing on.
Jamani Williams,
oh. Alicia Garza,
Apple Tamadi, we are not alone.
Too grown to be playing down. I want you to call out my name. I'll look you dead in your eyes as I gently kiss between your thighs. Girl, don't you run from me. I won't stop until I know, stop until I know that you came from. You can start off on the floor.
And don't be scared.
And don't you be
can't wait to get to school each day and wait for you to pass my
Are you serious? Are you kidding me? What's the deal? Oh no no, this the one you talking about that's supposed to take my place. Damn, is this for real? It's almost disrespectful. That's a downgrade and you know it. Still your best, me. Still your best, me. When you wanna come back, yeah. I lay you back on your back and do you just like that. Miss the way that I grab, yeah. Your body knows me, yeah. Still your best, best, best. I don't want your heart, baby, what's people. wanna let you know, say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. I don't want your heart, maybe once before. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. Do your best, I know. Love it or hate it, it's unfair, I know. That I got away, just confess right now. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it. Baby, it's okay. That's a downgrade and you know it. Still your best. Oh, still your best. Oh, oh. When you wanna come back, yeah. I lay you back on your back and do you just like that. Miss the way that I grab, yeah. Your body knows me, yeah. Still your best, yeah. I don't want your heart, baby, once before. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. I don't want your heart, baby, once before. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know.
Thank you. You're gonna think about me.
This is Poetic Therapy, and I'm your host, the Perla Negra. This is a place where you can release some mental stress through some healthy conversation with me and some awesome open mic poetry. I'm going to start by opening this first mic after I give a shout out to Epiphany CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Why the Average? when you can be raw. Let me see what my diva is up to over here. Hey, Miss VIP, how you doing, diva?
My Perla Negra, how you doing, diva? I'm good. I'm good.
I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with, but I'm making it do what it does.
Exactly.
You know. Girl, these crazy temperatures.
Yeah,
I'll tell you something. When I get the chance, when I get to the level where I need to be at, first thing I'm doing is scatting where it stays warm all the time. I ain't playing with this silly weather no more. I'm sick of it.
Okay. I know that's right.
I done had my time. I don't have the endurance like I used to, you know. The sun is different now and the cold is different now. I just can't do it no more, girl. But I'm glad you called in tonight, because I thought this was going to turn out to be a music show, you know.
No, that I'm always here.
I know. I'm just picking.
Diva, I got some news for you, though.
What's that?
I got some news for you, Diva.
What's that?
I have another chance.
Say again?
I said I'll let Roberto have another chance at it.
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, look at him pushing the red button.
He's
just completely wait for you to say something. Oh, Chai going off. Yeah, because you and Poetic, y'all do something to the staff I done hired, you know. And I'm like, whew. Yeah, he was feeling some kind of way. He really was. I thought you'd never allow him back in your world. For him to be a therapist, he was burning my ear. Yeah. What did you talk to her today?
Mm-hmm.
Did she say anything about me today? That's my mummy. I love her. She just doesn't understand. Oh my God. Man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy. You know what? I'm happy. I'm ecstatic.
Well, yeah. It was only because I needed a session, that's all.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah.
I am going to leave that alone. He's pushing the button, but it's a slower beep now. It's not as fast as it was. She didn't mean it. She didn't mean it. She's here to stay, so don't worry about it. You ain't going nowhere else. Okay? Poor man's going to send out Morse code.
I know, right? Hey, wait, the smoke signal.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're going to set up a smoke signal.
Right.
Yes.
Steve, he'll be all right.
So, I wonder, what did you bring tonight from the listeners' ears and mind, the pleasure of our listening?
Well, this is called You'll Never Know. I finally titled something.
Okay. I understand.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you what. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. You never know when life throws a curve and you fall head over heels over someone you cross an ocean for, but they wouldn't jump over a puddle for you. You never know when the world is at your feet and suddenly it's taken from you and you're left standing there wondering what happened, what you're going to do next. Who knows? Everyone sees you crying, but no one cries with you. You never know when someone tells you they're tired and all you can do is listen and pray for them, that God gives them peace when transition comes. A semblance of understanding also that all will be well with their soul. You never know. When the world rights itself, people will finally care about each other, not caring of the color of their skin, not caring what they do, not caring what they have, only caring about love, because that's what the world needs today, and that's that peace.
Phone wouldn't unmute. Oh, I like that. I really, really like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Man, people will see you cry, but nobody, you know, you won't even really find anybody to cry with you. You know, the empathy in this world has been replaced with some cold, numb side now because it's so much selfishness going on. Wow, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really
do. Well, thank you, Diva.
That is so awesome. Thank you. Oh, she's coming. Can she tell us what she got going on in Epiphany first? Jeez. Between him and Kalinda and Poetic.
I know, right?
Y'all about to drive me crazy. Lord have mercy. I don't know what kind of conversation y'all got going on, but it must be some kind of awesome.
She's only in love with my voice, that's all.
But these are
that's
professionals
it.
That I hired. That is not supposed to
yeah,
serve them or have them going in another direction like that. Y'all just do something so bored. I'm glad y'all ain't got no self-podcast over me. Sheesh. As I was saying, Diva, can you tell everybody what you got going on in your Epiphany Land?
Oh, absolutely. On Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the love zone. And already there's a topic. And the topic for Wednesday is, what will it take for you to let go of the past and finally open yourself up to love someone? Or just open up to love, period, for the possibility. What does it take?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, y'all tune in because this is going to be something. So, I'm really curious to see what's up about that. So, yes, Diva. And on alternating Fridays, it's Express Your Vibe, where you come in as you are, whatever's on your mind, just, and I'll, you know what I always say, don't suppress it, express it, because it's your vibe. And that's that.
Thank you, thank you. Ooh, I can't wait till Wednesday night. My goodness. Mm. That sounds like a good, I think people are going to really, like, jump at that topic. Mm. Might be a little triggered, though, but it's all good. I like that.
Yes. Well, you know what? Maybe this will be a chance for them to sort of, like, let that go. Because you can't undo the past, you know?
Yeah, you're right about that. You're absolutely right. And we do have to let go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really truly is like, empty from the past. You don't empty it all out, but you learn how to, you adapt to the fact that those are the things that happen, you know. And I don't want to be in this anymore, in that place, in that mind space anymore. Because there's so much more of life to be and so much more love to give and receive. I like that. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming. All right. I'm going to send you over there to the therapist's office so you can talk to Roberto.
All right.
You can stick around for the rest of this show for me. All right, Eva.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got you.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one man.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that was my diva, Miss T.I.P. Man, that was my girl, and I love that topic. That credit is due to her, okay? She's going to have me stretch my pen on that one. But before I open up this next microphone, I'm going to do this real quick.
Take your
Welcome back to Epiphany Radio. This is Poetic Therapy, and I'm your host, La Perla Negra. Now, I think I'm going to save my piece for the end of the show, since I didn't actually do it. I usually start it off with one, but I'm going to open up this next microphone to Mr. Automatic Charismatic. How you doing tonight, Auto? Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Awesome. Yeah. You know, I have to commend you on that awesome piece you did the other night on the Get Down. That was really, really dope. I think that was the best I've heard from you by far. Out of all your pieces you've done, I know you do a lot of conscious pieces the majority of time, but that one right there, that was more of a love piece. You know, along with the dedicating to the city of Baltimore. And I really, really like that a lot.
I try to stick to the script. You know, even if they say, like, if somebody say, hey, we're doing a show about jazz or anything, I try to keep the rhythm going. You know what I mean? I'm not going to talk something that ain't got nothing to do with the show. You know what I mean? Like, this is about like a healing type show, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm trying to be healed, I'm not going to talk about, well, I was with Julia last night. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because the show is not about that. The show is about healing. You feel me? So I always try, like, to me, I think that really sharpens your pen. If you get like that's what I like about Perella Poet, because he'll challenge you to see if you can stick to the script. That's when you know you're good, not when you off base. Your poem ain't got nothing to do with it. Or if it's still with some poems, it's not like poetry. It's not like somebody's reading out of a news article. But that's here and there. I like to stick to the script.
Absolutely. Well, you got anything else on your mind you want to talk about, or you want to get into your piece?
I noticed that a lot of people this month, it's usually Dr. King's month.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear much about Dr. King, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching football games in the truck and stuff like that. And I think that we can't. Akon said that we need to forget about the past. Well, Alex Haley said that you'll never know where you're going until you know where you've been.
Absolutely.
America does not forget about their past. They talk about the Revolutionary War and stuff like that. You know, they never forget about them. You got to learn from, you have to have a beginning before you can have an end.
Everything has a beginning and has an end, though. So you're right.
Yeah. So, I want to talk about healing in honoree of Dr. King.
Okay.
So, I'm going to call this freestyle a King's Moment.
The mic is yours.
We are living in this day in this time, and we're trying to look ahead. Many people are dying or are crying. The Michaels have been indicted. We're looking for a way for peace to be invited. By things that people have just been misguided. How can we lose our past? If we lose our past, we lose our healing. And the love and the guarantee of what's appealing. The thought that we could be so strong as a nation. You see, it's like a king's moment, a day where peace is never silent. I need to go ahead and provide that guidance. You see, I need you to take everything at face value. Many people are dying by the police that they say that they will protect and serve, but they serve an enemy, and not having peace as the remedy. We need to go ahead and change that energy. You can be pulled over because of the color of your skin. The changes in the whole dialect, and wondering, can we win? To be in the revealing skin that I'm in. It's like in this life, in this time, these days that I spend, or what will I hit on, like the will of fortune. Changing these laws like it was extortion. This is the time and time to remember for a king's moment. Because I've been there before. Been there because I was looked at like I was a criminal, even though I did not do the crime, was trying to shine from those that tried to oppress. I have to address a king's moment. That they tried to take me out like the bomb in Alabama. King's moment. I stand there with the strength of words to educate those that, for what they don't know. Because I've been there. Been in the life of a king's moment. This day and age, I would never be afraid to express the truth for the rest of my life. Miss Automatic Charismatic, the Lurgle Inch, take his in the morning if I can drive.
That was really deep. That was really, really deep. There's a lot of truth in there. A lot of us have been blamed for certain things, looked upon differently than others. That was really, really deep piece, and I liked it a lot. Most of your pieces, like I said, are conscious pieces, and there's a lot of truth, harsh truth, but it is a lot of truth that is in your pieces, and I think you're pretty dope about it.
I listened to your poetry, and one thing about you that I like about Danielle, you never, when you do a poem, you're unapologetically a poet.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, I respect that. Because that when you are an unapologetic poet, that means everything that you're saying is so genuine. Power behind that.
I've heard you.
You know, I had a conversation with you. I was like, wow, yeah, I like this. Like, yeah, it was really genuine. Like, gee, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Speak our mind. Yes.
I try.
I respect
you.
Yeah, I know.
I respect you.
Some things are BS, you going to feel that. You're like, you know. That's you. You're genuine. You're like you. Sometimes you get so genuine that a lot of people can't take that. I rather have genuine. That lets me know where I stand. I rather see the genuine than to see a good lie.
And I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I respect your pen too, and you as a poet. I wish I could freestyle. I wish I could come off the top of my head and just keep going. I can come up with maybe
you
one or two lines, and then I'm like, some people got it like that, like you, and there are those of us that will come up with one or two lines, and then we got to, like, stop and think, all right, now, what will go with this? We can't just go like that. So that is a skill I would like to acquire one day, but until then, I'll be satisfied with my pen.
I think the show on Monday, I think it's like educational because it really elevates. Like Kay used to have this show, The Cypher. It was like a cypher moment when you like Monday. It's like how have you grown as a poet? Like Monday would like tell you how, because you're getting the topics, you're getting words to put in your poetry. And to me, if you can't really be a poet unless you take a challenge.
Absolutely. And you know what? If you don't mind, I'd like to use what you just said as a topic. How have you grown as a poet? That'll be an excellent topic, I think. I really, really do.
Oh, wow.
Seriously. Hey. That's a really nice, you know, that's a deep question to ask people. I might rephrase it just a little bit, but I really like that question. Get people to think, you know, and express how they see themselves. Okay. I'm getting hit back channel. I got a couple people back channel talking about that is a good topic.
Credit
to you.
But for real, one thing I like about For Real, my big brother, is that he challenges your poem. He's not just saying, that's such a dope poem. He challenges your poem. Not saying that you don't want to, like, encourage people. I'm not, you know, but I'm saying, like, he challenges. And that's why I like, if I could call Monday, if I want to know where I'm at as a poem, Monday's going to tell me everything I need to know.
Absolutely. But pick up your pen, yeah. That definitely not only pushes your pen, it helps you tap into your creative side by pushing you to write something within a time limit. Sometimes when we have constraints put on us, we have no choice but to perform, to rise to the occasion. So that's pretty decent. Yeah,
and then,
that's why I like to pick up your pen.
Right, and there's another lady, like Nala. Nala, who has a show, who teaches, who talks about topics and tries to get their pen to grow. You know what I mean? She say, well, I want you to go talk about this topic. You know, like Thursday was about jazz. You know, jazz. Like, can you really express yourself with jazz?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know, that's one of my favorite shows, if not my favorite show.
Yeah, The Art of Noise.
All time.
I wonder how many people made noise after The Art of Noise.
Yeah, that was pretty decent.
Yeah,
that's what's up, definitely. But what I'm gonna do, I thank you for your conversation, your you know, the props you gave me, and that very deep piece that you did. I really, really appreciate it. And what I'm gonna do is send you over there to now. I know how you are. Don't be sneaking no bottles of liquor in the car.
She going to.
Yeah,
hey, he might take my backpack. He might take my backpack of booze.
Yeah. Now, see, they ain't going to check it, but somebody's always.
Okay. You know, I'm trying to be a life of the party. I'm like Snoop Dogg, life of the party.
In the therapist's office, I'm trying to get my therapist in trouble. You kind of trying to get her sent to the medical board. No liquor. Behave. It's a
no
glass
booze.
Of wine. Wait, no
food.
No. Behave. All right. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate this. One love, one mic.
Oh, it's Stanley.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Automatic Charismatic with that decent PC part. Okay, it is coming up on the 10 o'clock hour. You have approximately 7 minutes in here. raise your hand. In case you want to, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And it's Poetic Therapy. Do a little something for you. A ghosted heart. For so long, her heart was a ghost town. The only occupant was the sound of wind a wind so strong that hope couldn't even take up residence. You see her scars, but you weren't there when she got cut. And though you understand pain, you will never know how much healing it took. She bears those scars because her love has always been higher than her ego. And her understanding and consideration for feelings is greater than any conflict that may ensue. The emotional bond she'll form with you will never allow for a fight to survive more than a few minutes. Because the peace, love, and harmony of her spirit will always end it within us being in each other's arms. She brings so much intimacy, honesty, and freedom. And with her respect for personal space, jealousy and a third party are non-existent. She treasures and treats your heart like her own. So she ties your shoes not only because she doesn't want you falling for someone else, but because she cares. And she won't let you fall. And that's that piece. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining me tonight, those that streamed online, callers, and poets that brought these awesome pieces, spending this short time with me. You always make this show. Without y'all, it would be no show to have, no reason to have a show. So I thank you. I want y'all to continue to stay safe. If you're sick, please just use common sense and stay away from people. But I want you to get that good relationship going with yourself, because within you is where spirit lies. Also, love and respect one another. You know, these relationships between each other are very, very important. And times are getting a little bit tougher than what they usually are. And they're causing us to separate from one another, as you can see with this pandemic that we're in. So y'all be cool and breathe easy. And with that, I'm going to say...